So that's all excitingly on the way. But before then, to a legacy of 1900 or thereabouts, the world's most popular painkiller, and something that came shortly after it, Kat, the world's perhaps most unpopular infection, certainly at the moment, the flu. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, those little white pills of aspirin have been popped by millions of people since the drug came onto the market back in 1899. And today around 40,000 tonnes of aspirin are sold every year around the world. But a new paper published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases suggests that misuse of aspirin to relieve the symptoms of flu could actually do more harm than good, at least in the case of the 1918 flu pandemic.
So rather worrying, given how many people actually take aspirin, it's a very popular drug. Current fears over H1N1 are still out there, of course. What's the story here?
Well, this is work from Karen Starko in California, and she thinks that very high doses of aspirin that were given to some patients during the flu pandemic in 1918 and 1919, I mean, we're talking big doses, up to 30 grams a day, might have caused dangerous side effects, such as a build-up of fluid in the lungs. Now, in turn, this would contribute to the deadly effects of the flu and increase the chances of lung infections. Now, we do know that doses this high can cause these kind of side effects, and we see this in people who have aspirin poisoning. And adding to this evidence, the US Surgeon General recommended the use of aspirin for flu just before a massive spike in flu deaths back in 1918.
Indeed, and to put that in perspective, you can take 1 gram of flu, 1 gram of flu, 1 gram of aspirin every 4 hours or so. So that's 6 grams per day maximum you should take. This is a dose, of course, perhaps 5 times higher than that. So how many people would have been affected by this misadvice?
Well, based on what we know about the percentage of people who get fluid in their lungs when they take really high doses of aspirin, this could have affected up to about 1 in 30 people treated with aspirin. And when you add up how many thousands of people died from the flu at that time, that's quite a significant number that might have actually died due to aspirin. And what's more, Starko thinks that this unusually high number of deaths was seen in young people. So maybe these are young people who normally fight off the flu. Some of their deaths might have been due to aspirin use, maybe rather than the flu.
And so what does this mean actually today in contemporary terms, as we're sort of sitting here in the Northern Hemisphere waiting for the flu season to come back and potentially a resurgence of H1N1 swine flu?
Well, hopefully we're more sensible than taking 30 grams of aspirin a day. And back in the early 20th century, aspirin was such a new drug, doctors didn't really know how to use it. They thought maybe more was better. And it was also very pushed by pharmaceutical companies because the doctors didn't really have anything to do. So they just thought, well, we'll give people this drug, you know, hopefully it might work. Today, we do know much more about aspirin and some of the really complex ways it affects the body. But we do need to take this as a warning from history not to get carried away with super high doses of drugs.
Indeed. So there's everything to play for, though. We hopefully in a better position than we were about 100 years ago.